Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Last time together, we looked at the beginnings of the Reformation in Scotland. It all started in the 1520s, culminating in the martyrdom of Patrick Hamilton on February 29, 1528. Well, since 1528, George Wishart had come on the scene. He was martyred in 1546. And since then, Wishart's young disciple, John Knox, appeared on the scene also. For Knox's part in the Reformation, he was sentenced to the drudgery of rowing on a galley ship in the last few years of the 1540s. And then Knox spent the 1550s in exile, first in Great Britain and then in Geneva. But I want to talk to you about an 82-year-old minister named Walter Milne. Milne was summoned before the ecclesiastical court as a heretic, and he was condemned to die at the stake. His body was racked with illnesses. Back in the 16th century, folks didn't live very long, and those who lived into their 80s were very rare, and mostly those who lived into their 80s tended to have a series of diseases and racked with illnesses, and so it is with Walter Milne. He was rather weak and rather frail. In fact, witnesses speak of his tottering steps as he climbed the steps of the platform where he was bound to the stake. As the fires were lit, Milne mustered the strength to declare, "I am 82 years old and could not live long by the course of nature, but 100 better shall rise out of the ashes of my bones." And then he was martyred, burned at the stake in 1558. Well, little did Milne know how quickly those last words of his would become true. See, in 1558, Bloody Mary was on the throne down in England, and Mary, Queen of Scots, of course, ruled in Scotland. And it looked like there would be no prevailing of the Reformation, that the Roman Catholic Church would hold sway there in Scotland. But then Bloody Mary dies, and her half-sister Elizabeth comes to the throne. And when Elizabeth came to the throne, well, this empowered those of the Reformation. Even John Knox felt emboldened by this, and he goes back to Scotland. And 1559, then, is the year of the Revolution, as it were. And in 1560, the Protestant Church is firmly established in Scotland. Well, in 1560, and even back in 1558, when Milne was martyred, there were only a handful of preachers who were willing to outwardly proclaim the gospel. But remember what Milne said, right? 100 shall come out of my ashes. Well, 7 years later, right about 1567, 7 years later after the church is established, we have on record that there were 257 ministers of the gospel. If you add another 7 years and you go to 1574, the statistics tell us that there were 500 ministers of the gospel. So Milne didn't quite have it right. There were not 100 who came from his ashes. In fact, there were 500 ministers who would faithfully proclaim the gospel in the lands of Scotland. Well, you know the parable that we can draw from this, don't you? You know, from Milne's perspective, of course, we see this expression of hope that the gospel will prevail. But even in that expression of hope from this 82-year-old man, we see a sort of underestimation, don't we? It wasn't just 100, it was 500. And when things look one way, we need to realize that we need to trust in God, because God is in control, and God is bringing about his purposes, and God will see that the gospel will prevail, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. So in 1558, an 82-year-old man is martyred for his faith. And that's one of the significant events, a catalyst moment in the Reformation in Scotland. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.